When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
ESP. It's on the phone from his home on WIP. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz every Friday at 3. Like it or not, we're joined by Elliot Shore Parks, brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Elliot, how are we feeling?
You know, I've been doing nothing but Christmas music, really, for the past few weeks. So it was good to hear that song again. I always, you know, forget how much I like it. And then I hear it, and I'm reminded.
Oh, you're a big Christmas music guy.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite genre of music. If I could only hear one genre of music, that's what I would say.
Really? Christmas music?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, just because I think, like, it brings, like, this time of the year, like, there's nothing better than it. Like, yes, I enjoy listening to other types of music. But, you know, like, I do podcasts. Like, I don't know. If you took Christmas music away, it would ruin an entire month of the year. I don't think that's the case for any other genre of music.
And what's the number one Christmas song for Elliot Shore Parks?
Well, people are probably expecting something a little more spicy, but it's just very obviously All I Want for Christmas is You.
That's so boring. And very
on right.
It's not on brand.
It's the best. I mean, you can play it any time of the year. I was at a wedding in like July and they put it on and people are still going crazy. Like,
don't agree with that.
Yeah, no.
Tell them to grow up.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. Yeah.
It's run its course.
It was fire. Everyone was going crazy.
All right, Elliot. So, A.J. Brown, we have the weird sort of noncommittal answers from Sirianni. And then I saw some quotes that you guys talked to A.J. Brown. Where is the A.J. Brown knee thing from Sunday? And then why didn't, I guess, we hear about it for the 3 days in between?
Yeah. So,
four days.
Nick Sirianni talked earlier today and wouldn't really give us much on AJ. AJ was out there at practice, which was a good sign, and then talked to him in the locker room. So he said his knee didn't hurt like on Monday. It didn't hurt on Tuesday. It doesn't sound like this is something, according to him, where there was an event. Like, it wasn't like on Wednesday he was running a route and it happened, or on Thursday he fell and fell weird. It sounds like this is just something, like he had knee pain that popped up. So he said he doesn't know when it happened. He did say he will play on Sunday. He had a smile on his face the entire time. So, I mean, he's not acting like it's a big deal. You know, so I don't think it is, but certainly, you know, it's definitely something to monitor considering how important he is to the team.
And then Bryce Huff, they opened up the practice window on Bryce Huff. Any chance of him playing on Sunday?
Yeah, so talk to Bryce Huff as well. He said he's just taking it day by day, which is kind of his answer for it. He's not telling us what the plan is. You know, they will have to decide because they need to open up a roster spot for him. So they could either do that today. And, you know, the injury report will be out soon, so we'll find out, you know, if they're going to list him as out. Or they could do it, I believe, up until tomorrow. So just talking to him, though, he did say that towards the end of, you know, the final few games where he played with the thumb injury, he did feel it was really impacting him. He said whenever he tried to, you know, hit somebody, it really hurt the thumb. Now he'll still be playing with the cast the rest of the season, but now there's no pain in his hand. So he seemed optimistic that when he does play, he will play better than he did before.
Little story that kind of went under the radar as far as getting a response from Jalen Carter himself on what happened. I haven't heard much from him and what he thought about his actions late in the game and how that was sort of handled. Any idea on how that sort of played out with him, or he just sort of moved past it?
So I don't believe Jalen Carter spoke this week. I was in the locker room the entire time besides Jalen Hurts' press conference. So I don't believe he spoke, which is probably why you've not heard anything from him about it. I think the Eagles and Nick talked about it. Like, they just view it as, Nick wanted to say something to Jalen, and Clint Hurt was kind of like, I got it, I'll talk to him. But, yeah, no, I mean, it would be interesting to hear Jalen, perspective on what he feels happened, but he didn't talk this week from what I know.
Yeah.
So last time we played Washington, Jaden Daniels was definitely limited. You could tell just by – you watch him then, you watch him now. How much of a difference do you think a healthy Jaden Daniels makes in this game compared to the time that we played the Commanders last?
I think it definitely matters. I mean, obviously, if he's more of a threat to run, clearly that's more the defense has to deal with. I would just say that Washington, since the Eagles played them, in my opinion, have stepped down as a team. I think the Eagles have gotten better since then, and Washington has not. They lost to the Cowboys. I think their only wins this year, even before the Eagles game, have all been against teams with a losing record. Their best win was really that first Bengals game, which is a good win, week two. Like, that's a quality win. But outside of that, whenever they've played good teams, they've lost. So I think, yes, I think there are tough parts to the game that Washington needs it more than the Eagles do. You're right. Like, the fact that he's 100%, that does add an element to having to defend him. But I still view this as a game, the Eagles, like, it would be a bad loss. If they went to Washington and lost, like, this is a game they should win, even with a fully healthy Jaden Daniels.
So this leads me to, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on, how do you think the Eagles should approach this game? Are we doing a pass sort of first happy offense, or are we getting back to Pound Town, man? And we're getting the ball back to Saquon Barkley. What are we doing Sunday, Elliot?
Yeah, so, man, I hate to disappoint you on this one, Ike, but I might have to jump off the record train. I think at this point,
I didn't ask you about a record. I just asked you about what are we doing as far as winning.
That's where I'm going with it, though.
Okay.
I think with how Saquon reacted to the game last week, obviously missing a full quarter. He rested on Wednesday with a lot of the starters, but he still rested on Wednesday. I think you'll probably see a little more, or I guess less Saquon in this game than normal. I think that you will see them pass it a little bit more. The Washington now has Marshawn Lattimore back there, but overall their secondary is not very good. Both AJ and Devontae have had really good games against Washington's secondary in the past. So I think that they will view it as an advantage in the passing game for them. And I really think, like, they might try to take a step back with Saquon. So maybe a little more Kenny Gainwell, but yeah, I don't think it'll be the 18 attempts for Jalen, unless they're up like 20 points. But I think they'll probably surrender.
You don't think Saquon's getting 18 rushing attempts?
No. I said I don't think you'll see like 18 attempts from Jalen this week.
Oh, 18.
Yeah. Now, look, if they go up big and they run it in the second half, maybe. But I think you'll see more of a pass-first approach this week.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Saquon still getting his 20-plus touches?
20's a good number. I really think they would be wise to take a step back from Saquon. And I think even in the Steelers game, like, I thought you saw a little more Kenny Gainwell than normal. I know he ended up having, I think, 7 or 8 touches, but it felt like he was on the field a lot more even after that second quarter where Saquon, was on the sideline the entire time. So I know you don't want to talk about the record, but like,
wasn't referring to the record. I'm actually talking about winning games. Like, we act like the Eagles were 1/4 down attempt from being down in this game in the fourth quarter the last time these two teams played, and Jaden Daniels wasn't even fully healthy, and that's with AJ Brown and Devontae Smith. So it wasn't as if the passing game was clicking against this defense, and Marshawn Lattimore wasn't even playing in that game.
Yeah, then look, Marshawn's played one game. He did play well last week. He is definitely better than every other corner they have. Like, he is an upgrade for them. Mm-hmm. I just, with Saquon clearly dealing with something, I think that they are going to try to limit
himself. Well, isn't A.J. Brown dealing with something?
Yeah, he is also dealing with something.
Okay, doesn't the quarterback have a broken hand?
Other people.
Okay.
He's got a broken finger on his non-throwing hand.
Well, I'm just wondering about everybody else dealing with stuff, but we're not dialing back the passing
game.
Come
on, man. Michael Jordan says not shattered.
But Saquon also has like 200 touches compared to what does AJ have, like 60 catches this year? I mean, so there's a bit of a difference there.
No, Saquon has like 300 touches.
And that's why we're 12-2.
No, I agree. I mean, the Saquon is important for them in the playoffs, and I think that's why you will see them handle him differently this week.
Here's what I predict will happen. It's going to look like it did in those first four games, minus the turnovers. Slow offense. We're trying to throw the ball, to move the ball. We're going to get back to giving the ball to 26. We're going to get back to giving the ball to 26. You know this, right?
I agree that come playoff time.
No, I'm talking about Sunday.
I'm not.
This game is not a lock. No, I don't even like the fact that this is a 3.5-point line. For the Eagles to be like the favorite to be in the Super Bowl, and Washington has, 1-3 in their last four games? I'm surprised this isn't a four-point-plus game.
That's what makes me nervous about the game.
Exactly.
It is a bit of a Washington line. Like, if you just want to read the – like, I think Vegas expects people to bet the Eagles based on that line, which is obviously never a good sign since Vegas wins more than they lose.
I just hope – here's all I'm saying. I'm glad I'm on this side. They be on the right side of history, because if they end this winning streak Sunday because we're throwing the ball all around the field and we don't have a chance to get home field advantage, just want all you guys to understand. Just want all you guys to want to throw the ball and save Saquon and all this other nonsense. Saquon doesn't get saved until we either have the number one seed or we can't get the number one seed. You guys have forgotten how we got to this point in the season.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've had all these players here all year long, and it's been this guy is the main reason on offense why they are where they are. We have one little passing game where everybody gets excited. Now we want to abort, and now it's about saving Saquon.
Well, I don't think it's about saving Saquon. It's about the fact that Saquon is dealing with something. I think if everybody was 100%,
what is he dealing with?
He himself said he's dealing with something. I think it's he was stretching his back on the sideline. He didn't play the whole second quarter. Like, I think this is more about making sure he's right for the playoffs than taking the game for granted.
All right.
There he is, Elliot Shore Park.
I try to give you advice, E. That's all.
Well, Elliot, I always love
the moment that when you start to stray away from me, this is where you get lost. You get in lost city.
I'm just saying.
You've been doing pretty good this year. Yeah. We've been glued at the hip this year. Now you're starting to stray away. Okay.
I want to do a whole throw the ball thing. I just go full into that, 40 attempts. Yeah.
So, Elliot, it's going to be, snowy. It's snowy today. What is an Elliot? Now, I know the joke last time was that you were going to wear a linen suit. What is an Elliot, cold weather outfit? You paint a picture for the people.
Well, so here's the issue I run into.
Snowing now.
Actually, Spike, you could actually deal with, you could relate to this. Obviously, Ike and Jack can't, but like, I can't wear a hat really, because if I wear a hat, it messes my hair up when I take it off.
So, right.
For me, I'm a big time scarf guy. I'll definitely have a scarf on. Gloves. I'm debating earmuffs, but earmuffs feel like that's a lot for anything to do. Like, I don't know if I can go there. So I think just a scarf. What was that little bark about? This is an anti-scarf.
Yeah, it's like, dude, exactly. Men don't wear scarves.
Yeah, grown men don't wear scarves.
Yeah, we do.
No, they don't.
Actually, it's the opposite. Grown men actually do wear scarves.
Mm.
Yes.
Very
beer guts and beards, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack, do you know how to put a, you know how to tie a scarf?
No shot.
No.
Well, first off,
shot.
You put it around your neck. There's no time.
Tie a scarf.
That's how I know you're not wearing scarves. You have a scarf on. You're not wearing a scarf.
This idiot.
Yeah, your pea coat. I know you had your pea coat, right?
Of course. Yeah. You know, I have probably some boots, but again, I can't do a hat, so it's a tough thing. I'll still go and cover the game regardless.
One piece of advice I'm going to give you, especially without a hat, because the most important things are your feet, your head, your hands, right? And you can't. So you got to get, you know, those hand warmer things, the disposable ones. They make them for shoes. Goes right in the front of your shoe.
Oh, yeah.
Keeps your feet a little warm. Oh, I would recommend those. Those are good.
You know, I was going to say, just to be clear, you guys know I will be in the press box, so I'm not actually going to be outside.
Yeah, but I like to imagine you standing out in the cold the entire time.
Yeah, like a real man.
I will say, this stadium is like the worst in the NFL, so it would not surprise me at all if it was just as cold in the press box as it is outside. So
yeah, you know Josh Harris ain't paying for heat up there. Come on, that guy.
Well, when it comes to the Sixers, he's a great owner, no question about it.
All right.
But yeah.
All right. You can get the Go Birds podcast, comes out every single day, by subscribing to it in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Elliot, thanks as always, buddy.
All righty.
There he is. 215-592-9494. Are we overconfident about the Eagles for the rest of the year? Jennifer in Tennessee. Jennifer, you're on WIP. Good to hear from you, Jennifer.
Thank you. Good to you guys. So, couple quick points before I get to the Eagles. Mm. Jack, since you are young enough to be my kid, I'm going to give you some motherly advice and say, if you want to live a long time and see your kids get married, eat your oatmeal.
Yeah, see?
I've heard conflicting things on oatmeal, but I gotcha.
There's no conflicting reporting on oatmeal.
It increases your glucose levels and that, you know, other stuff.
Yeah,
not oatmeal.
The way to avoid that, Jack, is to mix protein with it. Mix nuts. Mix peanut butter,
Yeah, a little peanut butter in the oatmeal is good.
I do pasture-raised eggs in the morning with my yogurt, with my peanut butter, and all this. We're good over here, trust me.
All right,
Jennifer, next time you see me, you're going to say, wow, he looks like a snack.
As long as you're eating Greek yogurt now, the high-protein stuff, not the stuff full of sugar.
Nah.
All right, I'll stop with my nutrition advice.
I appreciate it, though. Yep.
So Ike, you're in good company. All these movies they've been mentioning that you said you've never seen, I've never seen any of them either.
Good.
And I know maybe the delegation wouldn't like this, but I think if I came to Philly, you'd be the person to go hear some smooth jazz and drink a martini with. Would I be right?
Oh, yeah, you'd be right.
Wait a minute. The delegation's fine with smooth jazz, by the way. That that is pro-delegation, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is.
I thought it had to be hip-hop.
No. Oh, come on.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah. No.
And it's intercepted by Ike Reese.
Yeah. No. The smooth jazz is fine. Is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys, one more thing. You guys' ears should have been burning the other day. I was at lunch with a friend of mine, and we were talking about social media, and I told her I was on X because I listened to sports radio, and I showed her a picture of you guys.
Oh.
And I showed her a picture of, because she's a big animal person, Spike, of you with her dog, and she liked the whole adoption thing.
Oh, well, good. Aww. Yeah. So being a dog guy ends up making a lot of people who don't like me maybe hate me a little bit less. So
yeah, it's very calculated.
On the Eagles, so I listened to Elliot, and so here's my two things on that. One is that I've heard from other Eagles insiders this week on WIP that Washington is weak on the run game, and so that Saquon's going to play a lot. I heard it from somebody.
You mean defensively that Washington's not good? Yeah, I think what Elliot was saying though is that I think you might see as much running, but he was sort of suggesting that we'll also see a little more Kenny Gainwell too.
As long as we get our touches.
Yeah, but I and then the other reason I think that people might be a little overconfident is because who is it that does those power rankings? Is it ESPN? They were ranked number one this week.
Yep. That's
the Eagles,
country.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That would probably contribute to it. But I'm also on the same thing. You know, we've kind of got some guys banged up and this and that. So I do think it'll be a low, like, I think the Eagles will win by a touchdown.
Well, I think everybody would be happy with a touchdown win. They cover. And they win.
Yep.
Yeah. Jennifer.
Yeah.
Give us something that you look forward to for next question today.
Oh, my look forward to thing is that my husband and I are going to go to Rocky Mountain National Park in June of next year.
I'm a big national park guy.
Look forward
to
during the Christmas.
We've already made our arrangements and everything. One other quick thing. The Eagles are going to win on Sunday, too, because they have passion. Unlike the Phillies, never have. They don't have guys that have passion the way the guys on the Eagles
can. True.
They
also
yeah. What do you think
win.
Of that, Jeff?
My ass, Jennifer.
Yeah.
No, the Eagles have way. What's the Phillies equivalent of BG? Come
there
on.
Isn't one.
Yeah.
Well, BG's
or
once in a generation.
Garrett Stubbs.
Yeah, we got Stubbs.
You got Stubbs walking around with overalls.
AJ
5 foot nothing.
Hold on, we have Brandon Marsh.
AJ has more. No, some of the guys on the Phillies are great eye candy.
Who's your top five?
Who's number one? Eye candy. Phillies eye candy. Number one.
Alec Boehm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good looking guy.
Ladies love the long hair.
But one other quick thing is the Eagles need to win because my sister's been sick this week, and I'm getting my head shaved again. So the Eagles need to win on Sunday.
Yeah, we saw that. Your sister Heidi fighting colon cancer. We wish her the best. Right, God bless your sister and you guys. And
all right, did you guys get your mail yet?
We did. We did. I sent you a picture. We're all wearing the wristbands right now.
Okay, I'll look for it then on the thing. But I'll post a picture of me with my head shaved this afternoon.
All right, Jennifer.
Take
All
care.
Right,
Merry Christmas.
Be good until next year when I talk to you.
All right, Jennifer.
All right. Merry
All
Christmas.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. There she is, Jennifer from Tennessee. What other Philadelphia sports radio show has two regular callers from Tennessee?
Not she doesn't really sound like Justin.
No.
Well, she's from here.
Yeah, but
she's starting to get some twang.
Yeah, she's got a little bit in there. And, you know, Justin turns it up a little bit for us.
Oh, Justin's a milker, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. It's like, howdy,
fellas. How y'all doing?
Yeah, well, you guys, get you talking football? So,
wow.
Yeah, well.
Man, you're Justin's just like your bros, man.
Yeah. All right. So we got a little snow out there.
Yeah.
We don't know what it's going to be like on Sunday in Washington, so we have to.
I like this type of snow.
The one that doesn't stick, I'm okay with this, especially
I like
when
this.
I have to drive home. Yep. But we will have Tornado Shapiro next with your game day forecast for Sunday, whether you like it or not. Mm. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.